Welcome back to Wednesday Walks. Today is March 29th. It's a nice, cloudy, kind of rainy day. Been snowing a bit. Actually had like a pretty crazy snowstorm yesterday. And then it just stopped in the middle of the day and got really sunny. Typical Utah shit. But, yeah. This week has been... it's been really cool. Had a... really close call with death. Yeah. Last week. And, no cap. Really scared the shit out of me. I cut into a live wire thinking that it was dead. It was definitely some high voltage shit. Some shit that could have definitely killed me. I was standing on a 10-foot ladder thinking I was being helpful and just cut right into it. Caused a big ass spark, big ass arc flash, and I just jumped off my ladder and landed on my feet. But the funny thing about that is just like everybody was there to see it. The project manager, a couple of his employees, the foreman, the company's vice president's son decided to come in and work because he was bored. They all just happened to be there in that room when I had done that. That was a bit trippy. After I got a, I guess while I was getting a talking to in the office, I guess a makeshift office, this person that I had told not to cut in the wire had cut into that same wire, and the same thing happened to him. Big ass fucking splat flash. He damn near killed himself. I'm very fortunate enough that they were very lenient on me. I can't say lenient. It's just that I was more understanding of what I had done. And that isn't something I take lightly. Like, I'm definitely not trying to die. Not over that shit. Not at work. Come on, man. Damn. But the other guy, he unfortunately got let go that week. I guess the next day. But yeah. No lie, I came home and I thought about just my mom, and I guess my dad too, but more so my mom, and just like how she wouldn't even know that I had died, or I don't even think she would care. And that shit kind of fucked me up. Just a little bit. But, damn, that shit made me cry. I ain't gonna lie. I cried just a bit. Just thinking, just how close to death I was. And how just like a careless mistake could have just ended it like that. But that's not all. I mean, like I said, I was very fortunate. And I was able to keep my job and get that talking to. And with that, I think, came just like better rapport, I suppose. Like a better understanding. Like I knew what to do in those kind of situations. I definitely learned from my mistake. Yeah, I was fortunate enough to stay on this job, which is just right up the street from my house, versus a job that I had that was about 45 minutes away. I love that. I'm super blessed. And so, I'm blessed that it happened. Definitely keeps me humble. And just, this is a bit crazy, I ain't gonna lie. The boy almost died. That shit blew up right in my face. I'm glad I had my glasses on. Some safety glasses. Yeah, safety first, man. I'm not too cool for fucking safety. That is cool. That is for certain. So safety's cool. Be safe out there. Man, life can really come at you quick. Just keep your head on a swivel. I guess test your live wires if you're ever gonna cut into shit. Matter of fact, call me if you decide to cut into some shit, and I'll come through with the instruments and tools and shit and help you out with it. So yeah, if you need help with some electrical shit, come holler at me. I could do that for you. But yeah, just keep your head on a swivel. On a brighter note, got some shit coming up. Got some really cool shit coming up. Wish I could share right now, but I can't. But I got some really cool shit coming out. And yo, again, just thank you to everybody for supporting, listening, buying stuff from the shop. Yeah, if you made it this far, just know that everything in the shop is, you know, once you free shipping after $30, that's what I'm trying to say. No promo code, just buy a couple pictures and I'll ship it to you for free. And with every couple pictures you get, or I guess with every shipment you get a nice little thank you gift from me. Yeah, just thank you for supporting and listening and just being interested. Yeah, stay interested. But not, you know, if you don't feel like staying interested in this, just stay interested in life. Just figure shit out. Figure shit out. Shit you don't know, figure that shit out. Ask questions. Stay inquisitive. Most importantly, take care of yourself. Yeah. It's your boy, Sedan. Sedan Pratt, for those who don't know. Love you all very much. Thank you for listening, supporting, just being around. Really means the world to me. I love you all. Have a safe night.